Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching today is entitled, Suffering.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the apostles to be put outside for a short time, and said to the Sanhedrin, "Fellow children of Israel, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Judas appeared claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him, but he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded and came to nothing. After him came Judas, the Galilean, at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men, and let them go. For if this endeavor or this activity is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ, Jesus. The Word of the Lord. Today we read about the apostles who were preaching about Jesus and arrested because they had been warned earlier to stop preaching about him. They continue to preach and are beaten with the warning that they are not to preach about him again. Luke tells us they came away rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. These are the men who ran from the Garden of Olives when Jesus was arrested. What made them change? They had experienced the risen Jesus, and they had received the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. They were filled with zeal to make Jesus known to all they met, and they eventually gave their lives as witnesses to the truth of who Jesus is and his love for all of us. In the 14th century, St. Catherine of Siena, whose feast we celebrate today, was also filled with a holy zeal that drove her to preach the word of Jesus, not only with words, but through the sufferings of her life. She suffered physical and emotional pain as she saw the abuses within the church. She challenged clergy and the Pope to be faithful to God's will. Her union with Jesus in prayer and suffering gave her the strength and motivation to continue her mission throughout her 33 years. What can these examples in history mean for us in the 21st century? We are called, as the apostles and Catherine, to bring the message of Jesus to all we meet. We do this by words sometimes, and we do this by example much of the time. There may be times when we have to suffer as a result of our effort to make Christ's name known. How do we look at suffering? Can we appreciate it as a means of growing more like our compassionate Lord? Can we see it as a prayer that is united to the prayer of Jesus for all in the world? Can we see it even as an honor? These may be easy questions to answer when we are not suffering, but it is not easy when we or a loved one is actually suffering physical pain or experience the grief over the death of a loved one, or the sadness we feel when we see the violence and the suffering of people at war. How do we look at pain then? Perhaps we can grow in our appreciation of suffering by spending time with the risen Jesus and by realizing our need for the Holy Spirit. Realizing our weakness and our need for the Holy Spirit stirs up a desire for the Spirit, and we know that the Father is always ready to grant this Holy Spirit to those who ask Him. Now is a good time to ask God for the gift of accepting the suffering in our life as a potential blessing. Are we being invited to even welcome suffering like the apostles when it comes into our life as an invitation to unite it to the suffering of Christ who gave His life for us? Dear Jesus, You suffered willingly for me. Help me to accept those things in life that are difficult and painful. Help me to realize that with the help of the Holy Spirit, these sufferings can be joined to Yours and bear fruit. Amen.